One, Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yay!
After an entrance like that, I mean, how do you top that? You know?
You just... Welcome to the South, bitches.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Gamer Girls Radio. That was the best introduction music I've heard yet on here. It was very grandiose, so it makes me feel a lot fucking special and shit. Anyway, if you want to call in and chat with us today, our phone number is 347-215-7977, and it might take you a couple times, because it sure took me a couple times to get in here. And if you're wondering who I am Snow White. I'm always here. Yeah, I know. Ha, ha. Anyway, my friend over there in the corner is Fori/Gaminatrix. Hello, Missy. How are you?
I'm full of spider juice.
You know, that's just gross. I don't even want to discuss that, because that's just nasty. It freaks me out. I'm arachnophobic. So if we could just not talk about that, that'd be great.
You know, it's been worse, is I had to mute myself because I was choking just now. Woo! Spider juice for the win.
You know, that's ew. Anyway, all right, moving on. Moving on. Master Blaster, are you up in the hizzle or no?
I am indeed. How are you this evening?
Hello. I'm wonderful because I can hear your voice.
I know.
Anyway, that's basically it. You guys are welcome to call in and chat with us. Please, please manage to stay on topic, because if you do not, one of us will boot you off. We love you guys, but, you know, we have things to do and things to bitch about.
We have standards.
They're not high standards, but we have some standards.
Exactly.
Do we have any front lines to discuss there, ma'am?
Yeah, it's going to be a redundant front lines. So all day today, I
us?
Have
seen,
yeah, of course.
No.
Beating a dead horse in more ways than one. Okay. So I saw the ads for Cataclysm.
Wait, are you saying we've talked about this before?
We've talked about this before, but it bears repeating.
So we're beating a dead horse by repeating it, by being redundant. You get my joke? I'm making it.
I have clippers in my hand. I just want to point that out to you. Anyway, you hear that? Can you hear that sound? Okay. So
yeah, I'll be good.
So today I'm watching TV. All week long I've been watching TV. I'm seeing all the ads for the new expansion for WoW, Cataclysm. And, of course, as usual, I'm paying attention to what networks I'm seeing it on. And I watched Oxygen. I stomached about a half an hour of Wii and Lifetime, about an hour total for the both of them, and no ads for Cataclysm. Now, the real slap in the face for this is because well over 60% of WoW players are women. What the hell is wrong with the people over at Blizzard? Come on. We're giving you our money. The least you can do is at least run an ad or two on a female network. I'm just saying. I'm sorry, it's a spider.
But no. Female, we only play The Sims, don't you remember? We don't play anything like WoW or, you know, Star Wars or Medal of Honor or anything like that. We only play The Sims.
Call of Duty. People, please. I'm tired of repeating it. Somebody in the chat room, and some says, who has time to watch TV? Fallen Earth is being played. I agree, but, you know, I like to multitask. Sometimes I have the TV going while I'm playing Fallen Earth. I have to wait for my horse to run through the Grand Canyon because I'm never smart and go around. I have to go through it where I get to fight stuff. And, you know, sometimes you have to wait until you run across something, so I like to turn around and look at the TV. So I get real excited when I see my game ads, but I would like to see them on a network that I sometimes watch. I don't watch Wii and Lifetime other than for research purposes, and every now and again there's some top model on there, but Oxygen I watch pretty regularly because they actually have some programming that reminds me of us here at Gamer Girls Radio and GamerGirls.com. So sassy. So,
sassy.
You know,
did you just call us sassy?
I did. It's the spider juice. Let me explain what spider juice is before people start asking for that at a bar. Going up to the bar, excuse me, can I have a spider juice? I was bitten by spiders, so I'm a little loopy, y'all.
Oh,
God,
I'm talking about it.
It was a very small spider. He was barely the size of my fingernail, but he
no,
he bit me many
spider.
Times, and I'm loopy. I know. He's dead now. He's gone to the great beyond. I didn't want to kill him. I have great respect for spiders.
My stomach twist. Can we not talk about it anymore?
Spider
seriously,
juice.
Like, oh, I'm like, bleh. Don't even
spider
know.
I'm sorry. Okay, so I'm going to move along to another thing that has me irritated. So for you guys out there and girls that like sports, you may have seen this on the front of the sports.yahoo.com that Kobe Bryant is receiving flack for appearing in the Call of Duty trailer that was airing on TV, which we talked about last. It's BS. The guy that's having the problem is a guy called Todd Walker, and he's a youth football coach and a funeral establishment worker.
Todd Walker, Texas football coach.
He says he fights the gun culture and the death culture and the pervasiveness that threatens youth, threatens to turn the youth gun violence into just another annoyance of modern life.
He's okay with young kids ruining their bodies by hitting each other as hard as they can and pumping steroids into them.
Right? What it is, we're ruining his business.
yes, violence belongs to football, ladies and gentlemen.
I want them
else
to die from the football so that I can
trade
put them
market
in the
ground. Football.
So, so basically, let me tell you what he said, and then I'm going to ask these two what they think about it. He says when he saw Call of Duty last week while he's watching the game, he didn't care much particularly for Kobe Bryant's appearance, and he said he was disgusted, and I quote, "I can't believe it was him. What's wrong with him? This is exactly what we're trying to fight. I'm looking at a 14-year-old boy right now who got shot in the head, and then I see Kobe Bryant on TV looking like a damn fool holding an assault weapon and wearing the same stuff the kids wear when they kill somebody. The look on his face, all smiling and happy. This is the attitude we're trying to get away from."
It's a game, people. It's a game.
Yeah,
please.
I was about to say, I don't think they quite got the meaning of that particular commercial. It wasn't advocating youth violence. This was basically showing that anyone can play the game and be good at it. Now, I can kind of understand where the guy is coming from, where some people who are not intelligent, mainly him, looking at the commercial and seeing it as he says that he sees it, I can kind of visualize how that would bother somebody, but really, come on, it's a commercial for a game, okay? I mean, they also had some chick with glasses and curly hair in there. Does that mean we're advocating violence between angry white chicks against people?
Of course they are.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you have to look at it as a whole and not just pick one little thing out. You pick one thing out of context, out of anything at all, movie, game, music, whatever, and you can twist it to anything you want it to be.
Wow. Okay, wait a minute. There's another one. Let me jump through this real quick. Somebody else is saying he's smiling, holding an assault rifle in combat while we have troops overseas at this moment doing the exact same thing for real in combat. It's completely out of balance for Kobe Bryant, who I thought had completely rehabilitated his image after Eagle Colorado. But even the great Kobe Bryant is not that, so to speak, bulletproof. And I like the response from the person that wrote this article. Says, I see what you did there. he says he's offended by it, and he's pretty sure that a bunch of NBA fans will be offended by it. I'm not sure who this guy's first name is. It's just Bayless is what they're calling him, if you want to look him up. Lester, what do you think about that?
Well, I've already pretty much made my thoughts pretty clear there. I think that this dude, you know, like I said, he takes, you know, he watches violence every day in the form of football, right? I mean, mm-hmm. I love football, but it's a violent sport. People get hurt all the time. And, you know, if he's going to sit there and criticize a virtual form of violence, he should kind of, you know, remove the splinter from his eye. The plank from the video game industry's eye. Exactly. So I really think there's a little bit of a double standard here, and I don't really think this guy, who is this guy? Is he really an expert on anything?
These are all sports people, and they're not the, what I call, this is my new phrase, dual-wielding sports people, meaning they play sports and they're a gamer. We do have a few, Kobe Bryant being one of them. So I think that these people don't have anything better to do. I think they're from an old school of thinking where they keep trying to put people like Kobe Bryant, let's throw Lindsay Lohan in there, Paris Hilton, in and saying that they're role models, and they're not. They're human beings who happen to do a job that puts them in front of everybody. So you need to be, as we always say here on Gamer Girls Radio, you need to be parenting and stop expecting Kobe Bryant or the NBA or the NFL or, you know, the government to parent for you. Your kid's role model is...
I hate to break it to you.
Yeah.
I hate to break it to you, but Kobe Bryant doesn't care about your kids.
Ooh.
He really doesn't. I'm sorry.
Are you serious?
I don't want to pull a Kanye West here, but Kobe Bryant don't care about kids. That's all I'm gonna say.
Not your kids. He might care about his own.
Not your kids. That's right.
This always tickles the hell out of me. Oh gosh, and there's so much in this article. Again, you could probably find it in the title of it. It's called Kobe Bryant's Catching Flack for the Call of Duty Ad. Also, ironically, at the bottom, the author who wrote this. I want to give him some credit. Dan Devine. I'll have to send him a note after the show. Tell him we were talking about his article. Basically, Dan says, Activision is laughing all the way to the bank about this one. Complain all you like, Bayless and Mortician Coach. That's going to be your name from now on. Activision, as of this morning, said these sales for Black Ops have exceeded $650 million, which is $100 million higher than Call of Duty Modern Warfare 2. I say rock on.
Let's be realistic. Let's be realistic, though. They're not trying to hurt Activision. They're trying to hurt who?
Kobe Bryant.
Right.
But he got paid to do the ad.
They're trying to discourage celebrities from ever appearing in video game ads, violent video game ads.
Well,
they're trying to.
What about celebrities appearing in violent football game ads?
Again, a wonderful example of a double standard.
I think I want to say something about that. I think I'm going to visit ESPN and put up a long post and say, I guess now we can't have football ads. It'll just be close-up to the football and them throwing it. We can't show them hitting each other because that's violence. Anybody who took high school sociology will tell you that. That's violence. Any form of implied violence, and I don't know what y'all going to do.
I'm just saying it's about Kobe Bryant, you know, he's a big star. He doesn't really care about what this know-nothing guy has to say. I mean, let's just be honest with ourselves here. You know, and on top of that, you know, Kobe Bryant's been through a lot of controversy in his life. I mean, last time I checked, the dude's, you know, not going to walk away from any commercial opportunities. I'm sure if a pearl necklace company came forward and asked him to appear in their commercials that he would do it.
Oh, they'd be mad about that, too. You have sullied the name of pearls everywhere. Kobe Bryant, how dare you wear them that way, wrapped around your head? They're supposed to go around your neck.
Never mind. You just
No, I got the whole point. I was going with it. See, you didn't catch on to me. Got to keep up.
I still don't catch on. Nobody ever catches.
I know. I run fast.
Nobody understands the words that are coming out of your mouth.
No, you don't because you're blonde. It's okay. So, anyway, you guys drop by Yahoo. Tell them we sent you. Apparently, nobody's really bothered by this. They had a little poll up, and the poll was, do you think Kobe Bryant deserves to be criticized for his appearance in the Call of Duty ad? And it is overwhelmingly no. So if we don't care, people, shut up. Mortician Coach, get a new job. do something, or be quiet at your job, something. I don't know. I guess he felt important because he was interviewed by ESPN. Maybe that's what it was. Okay, so let me move along here. I'm going to tell y'all, there's a bunch of games coming out tomorrow. Tomorrow, bunch of games coming out, and nobody cares. Nobody cares about them.
Everybody's waiting for Harry Potter.
That's where I'll be tomorrow morning. I could give a flip about
it. I want to go see that movie, damn it.
Daniel Radcliffe is all legal. He is legal for me to drool over, so I'll be right there, front
you
and
know
center.
What? I'm surprised you haven't.
What?
He's legal. He is over. How old is he? 19, 20 now. He is over 18. He is all legal.
You haven't flown to Great Britain and seen his live show yet.
He's actually here doing the show, or he was in New York. Yeah, the one where he's
I'm
naked.
I'm surprised you haven't gone there and seen.
I'm trying to get there. I've already made.
Oh.
I've made arrangements to where I can stay. I will be front row. Woo! Twittering. Take that however you want.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll be seeing Harry Potter. Tomorrow morning. I'm finding this hilarious that they have so many games coming out tomorrow. And I know it's because it's Thanksgiving, but people, if you don't have a worthy game, we don't really care if it's coming out tomorrow for Thanksgiving. We don't want it. You know what's funny about games? Okay, a lot of you who were growing up will remember this. When you were little and your parents would go out to buy something for you and they were sold out, they'd get you whatever and they'd bring it home and you'd be like, it's okay, I'll keep this toy, it's fine, when you were little. But it doesn't work that way with games. Have y'all noticed that? You cannot bring a little kid the wrong game home. He's not going to say, oh, I'll just play this. You cannot say, I'm going to get you Call of Duty and come home with Tetris for PlayStation and think they're going to be cool.
Well, maybe spoiled kids like you, we can't do that.
So, if you were promised that they were going to bring you home Cataclysm and it came home with Tetris, would you be happy? Is she alive? Hello. She had to pause and think about it. See, I'm not the only one.
No, I'd be pissed. I'd be like, what the fuck? Really? Come on.
Take this back. Give me some in-store credit. Or better yet, they don't have it. Give me some in-store credit. I'll get it later. I don't want it. Y'all are laughing, but y'all know it's the truth. Y'all wouldn't be.
Nope.
Y'all.
No, it is.
Think I'm lying.
I do.
You shut up. Nobody asked you. What are you playing in the background? Or what is going on?
Come on, you know what this is.
Oh, is that the zombie? I know. I thought I heard some yelling. Somebody get murdered. Oh, okay. I know I heard zombies on the lawn.
Right.
Okay. So, I actually have some interesting... Hold on. I have some interesting I want to share with y'all. First of all, about the Supreme Court ruling. This was actually earlier in the week. Okay, now you got to turn that back down. The zombie's messing with my head.
Yeah, it's
distracting.
That's
not
why I was, like, kind of lost for a minute, because I heard something in the background. I'm trying to, like, what the fuck is that? And I'm listening.
Well, I'm sorry you messed it up now, guys.
We're sorry, y'all. Okay, so I got this letter from the ECA, and they're demanding they're wanting the Senate to allow camera coverage during the proceedings, and they're not wanting to. They want them to pass what's it called S-446, which would allow cameras into the Supreme Court proceedings, and unless it would violate the due process. Hopefully y'all know what that is.
Dolphin.
that was bad.
Somebody's Supreme
right.
Court were being all serious, and it's like dolphin in the background.
Okay, so anyway, you guys make sure you drop by the ECA or write to your senator and let them know that you support the Supreme Court. I know you guys are getting tired of doing this, but, you know, nobody said war was easy. And, you know,
right?
You're fighting you're fighting your own war over here, so you got to do it. Write to your senator. And
or
tell them,
congressman.
Yeah, don't threaten anybody. Okay. No, you have
unless,
to tell them.
Unless you threaten death by snoo snoo, and then it's okay.
Yeah. So you make sure. Well, you got to be specific. You know, because some people are going to write and threaten, dear congressman, I'm going to cut your Bojangles if you don't. You know.
Bojangles. That's tasty chicken. I don't know.
I will talk with you about this after the show. I cannot even share how much. Yeah. So y'all make sure y'all call in and take care of that. Not call in, but y'all know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
and
chicken, what you missing?
We don't have Bojangles here. Anyway.
You don't? Oh.
But chicken is a euphemism for other things, so I'm going to need you to stop saying that and smacking your lips, really.
Chicken.
He is really not getting it. Anyway. Woo, okay. So, as y'all know, It's Virtual Fashion Week at the site.
Oh, it's that. Yes, it is.
Hey, can we turn the music off in the background? Because it really is distracting.
He turned it up a little bit. It was perfect. It was the perfect, you know.
Well, you guys were like, what's that playing in the background? And
well, no. Well, we wanted you to keep it down low.
Right.
You could have just told us.
Shh.
That, okay. Shh. Shh.
Go on now.
Something is wrong, really. So y'all know.
Crazy. I'm like trying to focus on the music and then the words and the music and what you're talking about. And I don't know. I'm just weird.
Music, but most people can listen to music and still listen to us at the same time.
We were before because you had it the perfect volume. It was nice. It was low enough to where it sounded like.
I'm sorry, but then you guys asked stupid questions about what I was playing. And
but you didn't have to turn it up. You didn't have to turn it up.
That ruined everything.
You could have just said, it's zombies on the lawn. We'd have said, oh, okay. Well, and keep moving. Keep it moving. Keep it moving. Okay, anyway, so it's fresh. Ooh, spider juice is messing with my head. Okay, so. You made me forget what I was going to say, Blaster.
Oh. Oh, my God. I'm going to stop talking. Hate that.
What were you going to say, Corey?
I don't know. Let me read this to you. I got an email. No prescription required to order codeine. Okay, never mind. That's spam. Okay, so anyway, Supreme Court, you guys heard me. You know what you got to do. Pass by the ECA, find the good links to get you where you need to go to contact your senator. Or maybe you know who that is. I'm not saying you're stupid. Maybe you are. I don't judge. Also, the ECA is having a 3-month trial drive. If you would like to sign up for the ECA, please drop by and let us know. Send us an email, webmastergamergirlsradio or gamingatrix.com. webmasterandmatrix.com or find your local chapter. Join up, people. Let your voice be heard. So here's my other funny observation for the week is all these sports games now are suddenly making their way to 360, and now all the people who were saying it was stupid on the Wii are running out to buy EA Sports Active and DECA Sports Freedom. Which
I'm not.
Not you, but you naysayers that didn't want to do it on the Wii. What do y'all think?
It had crappy graphics back then.
It's the exact same graphics. All they did was adapt it for the Xbox. They didn't do anything.
They made it better, probably.
It doesn't matter with the graphics you're exercising. You're not even really looking at the screen. You're probably trying to hold your lungs in if you haven't
been. Graphics are, how dare you? Graphics are all that matters. How dare you?
Oh, Lord have mercy. So what is the deal with that? Why do y'all think people are now suddenly, and now don't you say graphics, boy, I will cut you. So why do you think people are suddenly feeling like it's okay to run out and grab this now when they wouldn't do it on the Wii? The motion's stupid. I don't want to exercise while I'm playing a game. Hola. Mommy, is you there, mommy?
No.
Oh,
I left a long time ago. I'm still mad about that stupid Murloc thing you played.
Are you serious?
Yes.
Are you really serious?
But you know what? You are so loved. Did you look in the chat room? Everybody wants you as their ringtone. That's love right there. And that's not just any Murloc. That is snow. That is snow as a Murloc.
That's right. Hey, everybody get your MP3s ready. This is another ringtone you need.
Be it too.
No!
You know what? I think I may, you know, Flasher, send that to me. I may make that as a download.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Bitches.
I was talking about the Murloc one, but
we should do that one.
No.
Okay, let's leave it up to the fans. Fans of the show, if you would like to have your very own Snow Murloc tone or anything she says, you know, some of the sexy stuff she says, you want it, let us know. We'll put it up for download.
Yeah, you got it. Send an email.
Are you pimping me out now? Are you pimping me out now? You are totally pimping
always,
me out on the site.
I always pimp you out. I don't know why you acted all surprised. Now, okay, so we got him in the chat room saying Dance Central is awesome and people are making fools of themselves playing. I'm going to mess your name up. Zephria. I'm sorry, dude. Spider Juice. So, that's what that's what gets me, is that people were, they were all against the motion on the Wii, not the games or the graphics. What I kept hearing was people saying, oh, it's stupid. I don't want to get up and move around. When Zelda came out, they were mad. I'm not playing Zelda anymore. I have to actually sword fight. I don't want to do it. And now it's okay.
I've always took the graphics for my big problem with the Wii.
So now that there's better graphics, are you going to get a Kinect and play?
I'm going to get a Move. I'm going to get a PlayStation Move. I've already made my... As soon as Sorcery comes out and gives me a reason to buy one, I'm buying one.
Sorcery comes out, I'm going to be broke because I'm going to sell some jewelry, some small children. I must have...
Well, that's a 360 turnaround for you because you were... well, not 360, 180. You know what I mean. That was a 180 for you.
Blonde people doing math on GTR.
That was a 180 for you, Corey, because you were all hating on the Move. You're like, it's just a Wii HD.
Well, I think all of them are. I mean, I've already said this. You know, people are saying, the Wii, nobody's buying Wii anymore because, like I've said, there's only a finite number of people in the world. You can only sell so many. And Xbox and PlayStation jumped on the bandwagon because they were keeping up with the Wii. However, Sorcery looks awesome. And I want to play. I'm still mad at Sony for the initial price, and I will be, because I know we're about due for a new... I know you guys hate to hear me say this. We're about due for them to give new consoles. You got about another year to 2 years before they spring another console on you. Get ready. Start saving your money. It's coming. Be mad at me if you like.
Who?
All of them.
No, they're not all going to do it.
I'm telling you. I said
No.
Okay. I have spoken. I told you. I have warned you
every
time.
The only company that might do that would be Nintendo.
And you know what's going to happen when Nintendo does it? The other two are going to jump on the bandwagon, just like they're doing with Move and Kinect. So that's why I say, you got about another year to 2 years before we get a brand new console.
PlayStation won't make any moves. PlayStation's always been on like a long-term cycle. You know them. They should be
charging $400 and $500 and $600 and $700 for your console. You should be on a long cycle. My PlayStation should last forever. I should never need
a long cycle. Well, PlayStation 2 lasted, like 8 years or something like that?
I still have mine. It's in the closet. No, I'm sorry. I have my first PlayStation.
It's Microsoft that kicked. Okay. Microsoft that sped up the cycle, the console cycles. That's what happened.
Well, Microsoft, I love and I hate you. But yeah, we're getting a new one, and I'm gonna even say this. I bet you Microsoft, since they put out that phone, I bet we're gonna get a handheld console. They're gonna try to take Nintendo. They're gonna try. Watch and see what I tell you. Y'all think I'm lying? You don't believe me? And
no,
Nintendo's next... Go ahead.
I think it's exactly what you said before. Like, there are different companies for different types of gamers. You know, Nintendo is more for, like, the younger ones. And then as you get older and people are more concerned with graphics and crap, then they move on to different ones.
True.
Graphics.
You know what? When we talk to... I'm going to tell y'all a secret listening. When we're off the air and we talk to Blaster and we point these things out to him, he's in total agreement. It's when he gets on the air that he becomes,
I know.
He's worse than a virgin on her first date. No.
Oh, my God.
No.
It hurts to be you.
See?
And then whenever the show is over, he's always like, oh, you know, I was just trying to get conversation going.
You don't get conversation going. You keep saying no. Same thing happens with the virgin. You don't get any fun going unless you stop saying no. Or he stops saying no. Stop saying no. Give it up. Sweet boy, give it up.
No action is going to happen if you keep saying no. Let's just put it that way, okay?
You're an inspiration for birth control.
You know, I think he's blushing over there. He's giving us nothing but sound effects. Did it make you blush?
No.
Yes, we did. He's adorable. Okay.
Everybody knows you never go full.
Oh, yeah, he's blushing. He's all red. He's so adorable. That doesn't happen often, people. We don't get blushed to blush and quiet.
You never will. Now...
Uh-oh.
No, I'm pretty sure I got you to blush a couple times there, Master Blaster.
He won't own up to it on the air. We know this.
His poor little ego can't take it.
You're a hooker!
Oh, look at him. Boy. Oh!
Well, you know what game I'm totally looking forward to?
What would that be?
the Star Wars Old Republic game. I am so looking forward to that right now.
Why would
you
know
why?
Why would you mention that? You know I have an addiction. But go ahead. Tell them why.
It's a trap.
I was looking at it online, right? And I saw this this trailer come up, and it talked about crew skills. Like, you have a crew with you on your ship, you know, and if you want to do some crafting, you don't have to do it yourself. You can assign your crew member to do it while you go off and fight. Or if you want them to scavenge or something, you can train a crew member to do that while you keep fighting. Or you can even send crew members on, like, diplomatic
missions. May the force be with us.
She is really excited. Do you hear that?
I am. I'm so excited. I love Star Wars. I just hope they don't screw this up like they did the Star Wars Galaxies. That was such a disappointment for me. But I'm so excited
Galaxies?
About this. No, I'm talking about after they made that huge change and just, like, totally deflated everybody's, you know, happy bubble about their game. They just totally, like, made it stupidly easy. It was ridiculous. And my poor entertainer really didn't have any purpose anymore because no one needed her. The buffs didn't do much anymore. Nobody needed it. It was too easy. Anyway, all right, I'm done. Whew, but anyway, I'm so looking forward to that game. It's supposed to be out in spring of 2011, but I think people are expecting it to be summer. Man, I can't wait. I'm excited.
See,
I'm super
that
excited.
Makes me angry because Star Wars is a winter game. Did we not discuss that I game certain games at certain seasons? So I can't play that in the summer. It's got to be cold when I play that. I got to wrap up in my cloak like I'm actually, you know, part of the Old Republic, you know, put my cloak over my head and put my gloves and stuff on and my boots and sit in here and play. See, y'all are laughing.
With hellfire power of that magnitude.
Yes. See, you all are laughing.
Stop with that.
Going crazy. Y'all know y'all are sitting there thinking the same thing when y'all are playing and it's cold. I know you have your blanket on and you're sitting at the computer all leaning in close. It's nice when it's cold and you get to lean close to the screen and you're just all immersed. Don't laugh. You know you want to. I'm losing my voice.
I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything.
Blaster says he ran out of sound files anyway. Thank the gaming
thank
gods.
Thank goodness. Please.
Okay, so let me give you people out there who don't play Fallen Earth a little update. Okay, so they have been nominated. Fallen Earth has been nominated at Massively Online Gamers for the 2010 Reader's Choice Awards. Voting ends December 15th. People, go over and vote, please. Fallen Earth needs to get more recognition. I'm going to tell you why. I was doing a survey the other day, gaming survey, that I get paid for. Yay. You can do that too. But I'll tell you about that another time. But on the list, they have all the MMOs. You know, which one do you play? Fallen Earth was not there. And there was no place to type it in either, you know, other. So that means you guys are not giving Fallen Earth its love. I just want to point out to you, I'm holding my clippers very threateningly towards the mic. If you don't go and vote, I will find you.
Make sure to wear gloves, because no glove, no love.
Oh, my God.
Do you have spider juice in your system, too?
I do not.
Can we stop talking about the spider juice? That is so nasty.
Okay, we will call it hot garbage juice, then, just for you.
So that's not better. That's not any better at all. God.
I'm trying to help you here.
You have to do a hell of a lot better than that, because that is nasty. Spider juice and hog. Oh, God, I don't even know.
Let me say it. I have to say it like you say it in the South. It's not garbage in the South. It's garbage. Hot garbage juice. There you go.
I say garbage. I don't know about you.
You're not a real Southerner, too.
Maybe not. But you know, I'm trying.
Garbage is garbage. Okay, so...
Garbage. It's garbage.
Blaster, tell her it's garbage.
Garbage.
Oh, that's the New Jersey one.
That's garbage. I know, that's like up north. That's not Southern at all.
It's garbage.
It's garbage.
You're both garbage.
Oh, Lord have mercy. What am I going to do with you two people? Okay.
Why are we having...
Wait a minute, let me...
Speaking of MMOs and space, I was just going to tell you... that for those of us who are still playing EVE Online, I don't know if there's very many of you out there. There should be. They were just showing a little demo of their new character creation, and it is fantastic. It is better than any MMO out there, period. I'm going to say it right now. It is the best character creation ever, if this is how it ends up being when they're finished. Again, it's just a demo. It's a work in progress, but that's awesome. I mean, you can change the angle of your ears. You can change how big they are. You can change how close they are to your head.
Wait a minute. Are you waxing poetic about avatar creation?
I am waxing poetic about it. I mean, it is Fashion Week after all, right? How your avatar looks is very, very important. And for a game that, I mean, for a company that invests this much into just character creation, it's pretty amazing. I mean, you know, they're getting ready to, you know, do a big update soon where they're going to allow you to walk on the space stations with your avatar. So that's why they're putting. Yeah, it's going to be cool. You played Eve, so you know I'm talking about. You used to not be able to do anything in the space station. Just look at your spaceship.
Well,
now you're going to walk around at some point.
Well, Eve is a wintertime game, so possibly right around Christmas I will be playing for a short stint. Not with you, though.
That's fine. I don't really want to play with you either, so.
I can't play with you anymore. Mm-mm.
That's okay. I don't really want to play with you either, like I said, so. I'm putting pacing. If not in the chat room, by the way, if you're not listening live, you are missing out. I am posting a link right now about Eve's character creation. You got to watch that video. It's crazy.
Okay.
Wow.
Let me
had a good question. Hold on.
Okay.
It's not Eve. He actually had a good question for you there, Blaster. Can your character actually leave the ship?
Not now, but soon. That's what they're getting ready for. They've been teasing that since like E3 2 years ago, and they've been working on it. And at some point, you'll be able to leave your ship and interact with other characters. So when that happens, it's going to be awesome. There you go.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Kevin Butler, double guns, with the wink.
No. Okay, those of you who do play Eve. And you decide to play with Blaster, if you're a new Eve player, don't do it.
Well, first off, because I'll just invite you to my group, I'll take you out to 00 space, and then I'll destroy your ship and pod you. That's what I did. That's what I do.
He does not. What he did was have me halfway across the freaking galaxy in an area where I don't know how to get out of. I can't figure out how to get to my space station.
We were in a galaxy far, far away.
Yes, and I kept getting attacked by some, who was it, the Marauders or whoever they are? And
I helped. I saved her.
You did not. You guys logged off and left me there.
No. You told us to get out because you were tired of us like reading everything for you and not letting you read things for you. And
yes, but
you
were supposed to take me back to the area so that I could read.
I told you all you had to do was fly straight into the star in the system.
What star? There's a bunch of stars. They're all stars.
There's a big star in each system. I told you fly straight for it.
All of it.
Be
stars.
Safe.
Every point. Okay, guys, when we
once
say
you
stars,
enter its corona, you
look
you'll
in
be
the
safe.
Sky. Do you see all the stars in the sky? That's when you say fly towards the star. Which one?
No, the big one. The big one is like the size of the sun, maybe.
Big one. There are lots of them.
There's one in every system that's like bigger than everything else. You can't miss it. It's huge, massive. Told you to fly for that. Be safe.
Anyway, don't play with Blaster.
Anyway, don't play with Korf because. She'll just
no,
sit
don't
there
play with
she'll take
great.
20
I
minutes to
Corey.
Read three texts of mine.
You can't play Corey's Blaster.
Corey's awesome. Let me tell you why Corey's awesome, because she actually goes into a game, and she actually enjoys the game and not just shooting things and not just killing things.
I agree Corey's awesome. Let me tell you why she's awesome.
I'm talking. She actually goes in and she reads the quest, she reads the storyline, she pays attention to details. She just doesn't go in there and click, 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 let's go kill shit. That's not her. Okay? That's why
let
Corey's
you,
awesome. That's why
let
I
me
like
tell you why she's
her.
Awesome. She's gullible. You can take her out to 00 space, you can blow her ship up, you can take all of her crap and pot her, and she'll never know
what
hit her.
But you didn't do it because you love me. You didn't do it because you love me. Anyway. I cannot remember. Y'all, name me some movies that are coming out, because one of them I was about to mention.
Harry Potter.
Red Riding Hood? Was that the one you wanted to mention?
No.
There's not.
Oh, gosh. Okay, there is a game that's a movie game, but they're taking a page from the whole Matrix thing where it's connected to the movie. It's not actually the movie. and I can't remember the name right now, which I suck. Shut up, Blaster. Just no. No.
Unstoppable.
You know, you try to
scream,
get it.
Scream, scream, find
unstoppable.
The powder.
Was it Unstoppable? What's Unstoppable about?
About a giant train that won't stop.
No, it's not that one. It's some sci-fi. I was going to say Skyline, but I don't think that's it.
Oh, Battle LA?
No. I don't remember. We'll have to talk about it next week, but I thought it was...
Oh, Aliens vs. Cowboys.
No, that's too far.
Oh, that's a stupid move. I cannot believe.
No.
What in the world? Really? Aliens vs. Cowboys?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Isn't that crazy? I said it's going to be this year's Snakes on a Plane. I want these motherfuckers. Aliens off my town.
I mean, it's got my boyfriend Daniel Craig in it and all, but still, aliens and cowboys? Really? Come on. And then he has like this wrist bracer thing that apparently saves the day or some shit. I don't even know. But I don't know.
The sequel will be Ninjas versus Pirates.
Okay, I'll see that, because y'all know I love me some Ninja Pirates. Okay, I'll play that. I'll see it. I'll do all of that.
Yeah, it looks stupid. I'm sorry.
Okay. By the way, if you do like movie games, the Harry Potter Deathly Hallows game is ready to go. It came out Tuesday. I'm sorry, though. I haven't played any of the other ones before or after, but what was the one that we got, Lester, that they sent us?
Harry Potter... Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. It wasn't the Sorcerer's Stone. Was it the...
It was one where you had to do the motions. It was like it was out for the Wii and also for
the
PC.
The one on the Wii, that is their best. That is the Wii's best game ever. If you've not played it, if you don't have a Wii, or if you're, if you're getting one for Christmas. If you don't have one, you're getting one for Christmas. That particular Harry Potter is the best one, best Harry Potter game, and that's the best Wii game that has come out.
And if you don't have a Wii, save your money, buy a Move, and get Sorcery next
year. Well, you could, but I'm saying if you're a Harry Potter fan. That reminds me, you know what, guys? I was actually going to write this, but I think I'm going to talk about it now because I was amazed. You guys know that ad you keep seeing all over the internet, Wizard 101?
Yeah.
No.
That MMO is free to play. That freaking game is awesome.
Really?
It
I
is.
Haven't seen this it advertisement. Where could one go to see this advertisement?
Just kind of pay attention when you're around on the web.
Wizard 101 is their website?
Wizard101.com.
Are you sure?
I am positive. If I go to that site
and it's porno, I'm going to be mad.
No, it's not. I promise. I'm not joking. It's really an awesome game.
She's right.
Yeah, it's awesome. Oh, they borrowed
cute.
Some... Yes, it's kind of... Wow, where do you start with this? This is one of those MMOs that kind of got it right. You can put the little ones on it. You can play as an adult. Everybody's marked so you know who they are, meaning you won't be talking to somebody and saying stuff to them and they're five. As a matter of fact, if they're five, they can't even talk to you and you can't talk to them. And it has next to their name baby and teenager.
So it's got built-in pedophile protection, right?
It does. When they're kids, because we had them over here over the weekend, had a bunch of little ones here playing, it does have built-in pedophile protection. The only thing that you can say to them are pre-generated phrases and stuff like, where's the store? How can I get a pet? And, you know, you can't talk to them. And the parents have complete control. They have to put in a parent's email address, and the parent has to approve it. You know, if they're under a certain age, approve if they can speak or what they can say. And again, everybody's clearly marked. So when you're passing by people next to their name, if they're a little kid that's around, you know, 7, 8 years old, it says baby. And if it's a teenager, it says teen. And then it says adult. And the babies and teens are not allowed into all areas. They're allowed into their little particular areas. But the game is so cute. And I actually enjoyed playing the wizard battle. And they saw you guys know this problem, all of you play MMOs, the loot problem, people stealing your loot, or people jumping in when you're fighting and you didn't want them to.
Yeah.
Okay, the way this one works is, whenever you start to fight, it goes into, you know, whatever little battle mode, and there's only a certain amount of spaces for this fight. And when spaces are full, nobody else can jump in. And even if you don't get a chance to hit anything, you still get experience points, you still get your loot. you know, depending on how old you are, the little ones always get experience and loot, so they don't get too frustrated. Everything is clearly marked. There's no trying to figure out where to go. And because they have little ones, all the NPCs do talk. So when you go up to them and you're asking for the mission, they explain to you where you need to go, and then it pops up on the screen which way to go. And my favorite feature, none of this running around to get back to your NPC business. You hit teleport, and it takes you right back to them or any spot you pick. Love that. I was having a blast. And the spells are funny, too. I like the pirate when you kill him, the noise he makes. That's why I thought about it. So if you haven't tried that one, fun game. It is free to play. And there are certain things that you can, of course, they do make their money. You buy things in the game, time or access to certain areas. And their access to certain areas is not expensive either. It's like a dollar. Who wouldn't want
to? Yeah, but then nickel and dime you with that. Come on.
Well, but you don't have to go into the areas to progress is what I'm saying. You could perfectly play the game and not go into those areas.
But how are the kids going to pay for that? I mean, they're kids.
It sends an alert to mom and dad saying, I want to play this, and mom and dad either say yes or no. Is that simple? And then mom and dad either stop and put in the credit card number and say, okay, you know, I paid for this, now it's available, or you don't get it. No, Sally.
Right.
No, Sally, you didn't rake the damn leaves. So no, you cannot go into Happy Cavern. No.
No trolls, no Happy Cavern. No.
No, Sally, you did not wash the dishes. So, no, you cannot go into Dark Gulch. No, Sally. I like to hear conversations in gamer households. No, you cannot. I'm going to tell you why. My neighbor was outside today, calls me across the street, and he's yelling. My neighbor's, y'all think I talk a lot and I'm loud. My neighbor's got me beat. But he calls me across
the street. What did he call you? You said he called you across the street. What did he call you?
What did he call me? He has some crazy names for me every time. Today, I forgot what I was today. But once I came over to see what he wanted.
You are a smelly pirate hooker.
He started yelling, saying that, he probably called me that. He started saying something along the lines of, yeah, so I bought an Xbox, and I'm really mad because Dell offered me an Xbox with a Kinect. Should I take it back? And I said, well, do you want the Kinect? Yeah, but that's wrong. I can't just take it back. Well, how come you can't take it back? I don't understand. Well, that's just wrong. Okay, let me explain something to you about how gamers work. I got an Xbox I paid $299 for. Dell's offering me an Xbox for the same price with a Kinect and two free games. I do believe I'm going to take this other Xbox back. What's the problem here? Am I wrong? Would y'all take your Xbox? So I had to explain to him. So he's going to take it back, and then I'm going to steal his Kinect. So it works out really well for me.
Nice. I'm glad you added that. I'm going to steal his Kinect there. It makes your advice seem more moral and just that way.
It is moral and just. Take it back. Get your Kinect.
So he bought a Kinect, and then Dell said, I don't understand.
Okay. He bought a regular Xbox for $399.
Okay.
When he got home, he had a notice from Dell that said, we'll give you an Xbox for the same price along with a Kinect and a couple of free games. His dilemma is he doesn't know if he wants to keep the other Xbox because it's just wrong to return it. There's nothing wrong with it. Why can't I return it?
Return that bitch and get the better deal, man. Good Lord.
I don't understand why I was called across the street to have to explain that.
Right.
I really don't know. That's fine, since he's not, you know, he's kind of clueless, like I said. I have me a Kinect by next week because I told him, I said, have him overnight it to you. Yeah, you should do that.
totally do that. Yeah, great idea.
In case y'all didn't know, I'm the go-to game person in the neighborhood too. Every time something's wrong with somebody's computer in my neighborhood, or their Xbox, or their stuff doesn't work, they come to me. Like I know stuff. I don't know anything. I just put their game in the wrong case. Girl, what happened to your game? It's missing. That's a shame. What am I playing? Oh, Call of Duty. Yeah, I just got it. Yeah, you lost yours. That's a shame.
You lost yours? Oh, I just got mine. It's a good game, too. Too bad you don't have it anymore.
Well, where's my book? Look, where's my book in my case? Girl, it was used. I don't know.
Now stop that. Stop playing sound effects.
Oh, no. No. I'm allowed my one sound effect per show because you did like 30.
Stop that.
Not to mention the ones you played before the show.
Oh, God.
Stop that.
Oh, God.
Okay,
and then,
don't do that. You sound like you are effeminate for real. Just stop that. That's just not even funny.
Stop it, Snow.
Oh, y'all are worrying me.
It's just not even right for you to do that. And you just, like, told me I
stop
couldn't.
Stop it. Oh,
no,
God.
You stop. Oh, my God.
You know what? I'm very worried about the both of you. I'll do my one sound effect. Yeah. That's for both of you. So I need to alert the people really quickly because it's almost time to go. Next week's show will be pre-recorded. There will be no... You can't call in. The chat room may or may not be open. It depends on how full I am after I have dinner.
Let's say that again real quick, okay? Next week's show will be pre-recorded. So if you try to call in during the show, no one will be here.
I'll be here, but I'm not answering the phone. I will have turkey leg in mouth. I will be listening right along with you. So I don't know.
No one will pick up the phone if you call in next week. We will not be live. Okay?
I will be playing Fallen Earth and listening right along with you, and you will call, and I will look right at the switchboard and go, I don't know who's calling.
I'll be having my second Thanksgiving meal of the whole time that night. So please don't call, okay?
I will be wearing my Legend of Zelda T-shirt with my fuzzy pink socks with a turkey leg in my mouth. And I will not answer if you call.
I might wear my toe socks. I miss my toe socks. Love those things. They're comfortable.
Wait a minute.
What?
I'm sorry, I looked at the chat room. Attack of the Valley Girls, yes. Yes. Yes.
Notice she said girls, as in Blaster was a girl, too.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I'm just saying that you're wrong there, Zeph.
He is awfully cute. He's very pretty.
Yeah, he is really pretty.
That was what she said last week.
I say it every week. You're very pretty.
You didn't say it last week.
I did say you were pretty. I always say you're pretty.
Oh, dude. I wanted to talk about something, but now I totally don't remember what it was. Oh,
well.
It must not have been important, then.
It probably wasn't, because you know me. I just babble. So, crap.
Okay, well, why are you doing that? You Android folk? Pocket Legends for Android is out of beta if you were one of those people that were playing. And as somebody out there is playing, because 125,000 accounts were created by Android users. So, you people, it is out of beta if you want to. I have to say that because I promised him I would. But anyway, make sure you sign up for another one and play. And let us know how it is, because nobody here has a Droid. We got some iPhone people and... You know what? I may get a Droid. Virgin Mobile has a Droid now. Isn't that nice, y'all?
You sure let you have one, though?
You know what? That's a good idea. I may ask.
You might want to ask them, because, it is Virgin Mobile, you know.
So there wasn't Virgin on this line, and he...
I don't know who you're talking about, because there's no callers in the queue.
I'm talking about you, baby cakes.
Right.
You're so
right,
cute.
Sorry. You keep imagining that.
He's so cute. I know you're a virgin. I didn't touch you, so.
Oh. Hey, whoa, hang on. You didn't touch me either. Does that make me a virgin?
Damn straight.
So, okay. Portal 2, by the way, just something real quick and important. Portal 2 has been delayed till April.
Oh, man.
Sad music. Sad music.
What do you mean, sad music? They didn't play any. I'm waiting.
Hey, Blaster.
Yeah.
Play Corey's favorite song.
Oh,
ever.
I hate both of you. It's not time for that yet. No,
Wait a minute. This is a lady who was complaining about me playing sound effects.
Save it to the end of the show.
I've been at the end of the show, you dork.
Oh, you dork. So hurt.
Okay, quickly. I got a bit of news I want to cover real quick because we got people. We got peoples over at this place. Okay. We got peeps at Big Fish. Peeps that used to be Game of Matrix peeps. So they're throwing us love. We'll throw some back. You people that listen over the seas, some of you who speak French and kind of understand English, I'm sorry you're learning your English from us because we speak terrible English here. However, Big Fish Games is now available in 10 languages, so you don't have to depend on us anymore for your for help. It's going to be in Brazilian, Portuguese, Danish, Dutch, Italian, and Swedish, and a couple other things here I'm not going to try to pronounce because they're characters that I don't speak. They are saying they have customers in over 200 countries, and greater than 50% of their sales come from international markets. So you people out there are giving Big Fish the big love. Ooh, big, hot, sweaty fish. Oh, anyway, so y'all make sure you drop by, tell them we sent you. Tell them Blaster sent you specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him he touched you before you came over.
In a bad place.
In the inside place.
In the no-no place.
Yeah, in your no-no squares. You're touching the no-no squares. He touched you on your no-no squares. Stop. Don't touch me there.
Can I change mine to the yes-yes squares?
I'm going to keep my comments about you and your yes-yes squares to myself. I'm going to be quiet.
Now show us on the doll where he touched you, Corey.
Here, here, and here. And he used a pencil. And he used a pencil.
I bet. I bet.
Okay, so is it about that time? There's so much stuff we have to cover. We get so tired.
Yeah,
remember your Easter. One more thing before we go. Okay. And I actually put this up on Twitter, but some of you people don't Twitter well. Child's Play, it's that time of year again, and they have made it very easy for you to donate. All you have to do is text the word GAMERS to 50555, and it will make a $5 donation for you. It'll be either added to your mobile bill or deducted from your prepaid account if you have one. Also, they're having on Tuesday, December the 7th, at Washington State Convention Center in Seattle, the Child's Play Gala and Auction will return. And people who actually get to attend that will get to meet Gabe and Tycho and bid on, as they say here in the press release, a slew of exclusive and rare pieces. So make sure you guys check that out. And we'll put that up on the site for you on the calendar sometime. Soon, we hope. Fashion Week wraps up tomorrow. Make sure you're checking out the site. Got a bunch of stuff going up today, or tonight, I hope. And tomorrow. Hope you're enjoying. Oh! Top Model. You people who want to win a copy of Top Model, shoot us an email, webmaster@gamingmatrix.com, and you have to write a small essay. Tell us what we talked about in the show tonight.
You have to write an essay about models.
No. Or tell us who's the top two on Top Model this week. How about that? You get a copy for the Wii and for the DS. And if you don't like them, you can always sell them at the store.
Love you guys. Out.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. I'm not even angry.
Happy Turkey Day, everybody.
I'm being so sincere right now. Even though you broke my heart and killed me, I'm torn into pieces. And through every piece into a pile. As they burn, so happy for you. Now there's points of data, make a beautiful line, and we're out of data. We're releasing on time. So I'm glad I got done. Think of all the things we learned for the people who are still alive. Go ahead and leave me. I think I prefer to stay. Black Mesa. That was a joke.